Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. This episode is extra special. Hey. I'm joined by my best friend, Hannah. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Finally.
Finally. It's been like long overdue.
Yeah, I feel like every time we like plan to do it, I was like, oh, something came up, I have a meeting. Or no, we just get distracted when we see each other, and then all the things fall by the wayside.
I feel like that's why we barely get photos together, because we're too busy, like we could talk all day long.
Yeah.
And we're catching up, and we're like, we didn't get one photo at dinner, wherever we are.
Definitely.
And Hannah's been nervous to come on the pod.
Yeah, we waited till the last day of vacation to do this. She's like, literally tomorrow's our last chance, or else we have to wait another 3 months.
So. Yeah, or else you're never going to be on it.
It's Pisces season, so we have to stick together. So here we are.
So maybe this is good we waited until now that we're in Pisces season, because maybe it's your element.
We're our true selves.
And you'll thrive on this episode.
All right, don't set the expectation too high, but...
But I also feel like I was saying to Hannah before we started recording that I'm so happy we're doing this at the end of our trip, because we can talk so much about Hawaii, and I can tell my vlogs, like, don't even watch this. Just go listen to the episode with Hannah, because we'll give all the tea.
That's true. The tea is piping, and...
It is. Should we start talking shit? Things are definitely spilled. Don't go here. Don't do that.
Oh, my gosh. Do we have some things to say?
Why don't you tell them about... go ahead.
I was going to say, overall... It's been amazing.
Oh, yes.
But the highs have been so high and the lows have been low.
No, it was 2 days ago when we all cried on the same day.
We cried on the same day.
And it was like, today was a stressful day.
It was a stressful day. And Taylor was like, I'm so sorry. And you're like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I know, we all contributed to the stress.
Yeah. There's just been a lot of factors, too. Obviously, we're not complaining at all. We've been so blessed to be here. No, it's so beautiful and amazing. But there's a lot that comes along with traveling, like being dehydrated, being exhausted, your circadian rhythm is all off.
Yes.
We both got sunstroke.
Not having access to transportation.
Like that. Yeah.
That's not $65 for a mile.
Yes. So it can be like a little crazy, but we'll get into all of that.
Oh, yes.
I was going to tell them, you need to tell them about the instrument in your hand.
Yeah. So I have a comb in my hand, just kind of rubbing my hands on it, a little fidget. Like I should have a fidget spinner or something.
Yeah,
to do something with my hands while we're talking. Yeah, just so I can. Down. But I keep looking directly at the microphone like this is really effing happening right now.
Yeah, they can't see you.
It's fine.
I was like, Hannah, why are we holding a comb?
Holding a comb.
Why don't you play them a little sound with your nails?
Oh, you didn't know you guys were going to ASMR today, did ya? Is it just me, but every live on TikTok that you scroll through?
It's ASMR.
It's ASMR. Do you get that?
Yeah. Yeah. But I never click on them. I never click on the lives.
Only certain times. I'm not going to explain why, but only certain times I watch them all the way through. Watching an ASMR for 45 minutes, just some girl like rubbing shaving cream on a microphone.
Wait, so you're an ASMR person? I didn't know that.
I never thought I was, but it actually is super relaxing, like, before bed.
Okay.
Have you ever watched it before bed?
No.
Like, I don't do it, but there is one girl who does like face products. She'll like take like the Milk Hydro Primer and like put it on her face, and you hear it, and you're like, wow, that's satisfying.
Wow, okay.
I need to
give it a try. Yeah. I feel like when it first became a trend, I listened, I was like, oh, this is not it. Yeah. I'm creeped out. But if I like was like, Gretchen, don't think about it too much, I could be like, okay, this is like nice, maybe.
Yeah, it's like one of those things that it's a slow burn for sure.
Are you guys ASMR people?
Yeah,
I wish they could respond to us.
That's right.
Okay, so it's my bestie Hannah from childhood. We go way back. Hannah's literally the reason I started my YouTube channel and like social media. If you know, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like my OGs know that, because they've just been with me for a while, so they know the story. But I feel like you come up on a day-to-day basis, because whenever anyone ever asks about how I started social media, I'll be like, my best friend Hannah, still one of my best friends to this day. Yes. Like, I could say it with my eyes closed, half asleep, because I've, like, said my story so much, you know?
Well, yeah.
And you're a part of it.
GLB really did it for those who couldn't, because I always wanted to do it, but I never had, like, the confidence to, and she was like, screw it, give me the laptop. That
purple big bedroom,
clunky ass laptop. White MacBook. Yep, she sat on the floor and did her makeup, and I was hyping her up, and have been ever since. That's basically it.
Oh, that's really cute.
That's true.
Yeah, so I feel blessed. We're still so close. Okay, let's do. So I do this at the beginning of every episode,
and I might be like putting you on the spot a little bit,
but first one's super easy. Chill. Oh, no. I always say something we're happy about this week.
Oh my god.
Hannah's nervous. She's like, oh no, what is it gonna be?
Oh my god.
So you could think about something. I mean, there's a lot for us to be happy about in Hawaii. But yeah, take it away. You go first. Maybe what's like the number one thing?
I'm so happy because living in the present right now, I'm thinking, when's the next time we're gonna be able to all four of us be together? We're kind of at that stage in life where we might be getting married. Some of us maybe.
Speak for yourself,
Kevin. Producing some kin in the next 4 years. No, I'm just kidding. No
like
children yet.
Like
in
the next like, five,
4 or 5 years, yes. Maybe. But when are we going to be able to like all get our schedules on the same vacation situation? So I'm really happy that we were able to make this work, and it did come up so quick, and it's flown by, but it's just been so good to all be in one place for like a long period of time, because we never get more than a weekend. So I'm just so happy about that. We've got a long chunk of time to be together. And just laugh really hard.
It feels like we're all like college roommates. If you guys haven't been following along, it's Hannah, my best friend, me, my twin sister Lucy, and also our best friend Taylor. So it's like all four of us. And Hannah's so right. Like, we'll be together for like a weekend at home or visiting each other type of thing. But we haven't had this much time together, like living together in so long.
Well, I mean, we've never like really gone on a vacation together. I mean, we went to Costa Rica. Our sophomore year of high school.
800 years ago.
So we spent a lot of time together. Is there any other time where we did like a long-term thing? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like Taylor and I just went to Miami. Right. Lucy and I have done stuff. But all
Taylor
four of us
and Lucy
together.
Went to France in high school. Yeah. Like, but you guys lived together in college. So I was the only person out of our friend group that went somewhere different. So like Gretchen, Lucy, and Taylor all went to BU.
Did your FOMO?
I went to University of Vermont. Well, I mean, I don't know how I didn't have more FOMO. I think I was selfishly happy that you guys were all together, because I could all like knock out three birds with one stone when
true,
I saw you guys.
When you visited.
Yeah. So it was actually perfect. But I mean, think of if we all went to college together.
I know.
Seen that would have been. But
we probably would have, like, fought more. We would have spent too much time together.
No, I mean, probably nothing would have changed, but.
Yeah. But I'm happy you went to UVM, because then we got to visit.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And I loved it there.
Got to go to Echo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we love Echo. We were just looking at those pictures.
Oh, my God. Shout out.
We thought we were, like, models.
Yeah.
Shout out Echo on Church Street. You guys should go if you're in Burlington, right?
Great
is it still
jeans.
There?
Oh, it's yeah, definitely. Okay. Definitely. Yeah. It's like the Revolve of Burlington.
That seriously, that's where I found out my love for a Goldie shorts and jeans.
And mother.
But
we digress.
Yeah. Guys, this is going to go all over the place.
Oh,
now
gosh.
Hannah's like conversations go.
Oh, no. It's ADHD on crack.
ASMR, Echo Boutique in Burlington, Hawaii. Here we are.
Yeah. A little bit of everything for you.
Wait, I love that because I so agree. I feel like we're all being very reflective, or like on our little hike. Whoa, that was this morning. That already feels like so long ago.
Yes.
I was just like, I can't believe we're here. Like, we've talked about this since like September, October, and now it's February, and it's like the last full day of our trip. And how is it over already? And it's so sad. It goes by so quick. But like, we've had so much fun.
I know.
And
we're already planning our next excursion. That's how you have to be forward thinking.
Yes. You have to have the next thing to look
ready,
forward to. So you're not too
next.
Sad.
Yeah.
I know. And I agree, because we're all like adults with our own jobs and lives, and so it's so fun that we all got to come together and like make it all work with our schedules.
When you grew up, you didn't really have like a family that you went on vacation with, right? It was like you always just said you're like your little squad, like
Heidi. Yeah.
And the two of you. So either did I, and I was always envious of people that are like, oh, I'm going to Aruba with my cousins and my cousin's
and
friends.
Neighbor
and
family.
Then their boyfriend's coming along. I'm like, wow.
That's fun.
That's fun.
I know.
We need to be those people.
I know, when we grow up, like all our kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to like come to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Be bougie with it.
I'll take note. I know. I agree.
Yeah.
When like my little friends in elementary school would be like, oh, I'm going on vacay with like this family and this family.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is everyone friends?
I'm like, are my parents just antisocial?
Yeah.
Like, I guess I kind of
am.
Mom,
please be friends with my friend's parents.
I know. We would go to like we kind of had that when we went to regattas in high school. Mm-hmm. We would tear apart Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Literally. And now I like basically live there, which is so weird.
So crazy.
I'm always in Cherry Hill.
I do like it there.
Yeah, it's nice. Brings me back the Wegmans.
Literally. Wegmans and Great Gatsby. Oh my gosh.
It's so funny. Everyone's going to be like, you're losing us.
Yeah,
like, no. We're going to start being like so inside lost. Jokes.
No,
grandma.
It's not. Oh my God, I'm a little grandma. We would just, I know, just those weird little memories that stick with me, like, to this day.
I
hear, like Lana Del Rey, Young and Beautiful,
know.
And I'm like, I remember when I was a junior year of high school, and we were watching Great Gatsby in New Jersey, and I was really emotional. My friends were there for me.
Aw. And
you if guys, you know, you know.
Like, Hannah, we've just lived so much life together.
We have.
Like, we have so many memories.
What, 14 years? 13 years?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, because we met in seventh grade. I actually met Lucy first.
You did?
We were in English class. Like, obviously, all three of us were in English class together.
Okay.
That's accelerated English.
In seventh grade.
For all y'all that don't know, because we're accelerated.
Was it really?
Yeah, we were accelerated.
I have the worst thing. This was going to say, too. Hannah has the best memory, you guys. When she's like, if you said, what year did you go to Costa Rica? I would be like, I don't know, maybe senior year?
2014.
So was that junior year?
Junior year.
Like, I do not have a good memory. And
I
Hannah
literally remember
everything.
Gretchen's schedule from sophomore year of high school.
Like, she has such a good memory.
I could probably crush your schedule right now. I'm not kidding. I
know you. Tell us my schedule.
You had Spanish first.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Wait, this is freshman. What year is this?
Oh shit. Oh, we're not supposed to swear.
It's allowed. Go ahead.
Maybe you. No, you didn't have Spanish first period.
Wait, what year of high school is
freshman?
This?
Okay, oh no, sure. I don't know sophomore. I'm not that good. Remember freshman, I think.
I don't know.
I think
freshman.
First period you didn't have Spanish. Just tell me you didn't have Spanish, right?
No.
Come on.
Yeah, no.
Hola?
I don't think so.
No, okay. Hola. Adios. Come on. Give me something here. I think you had studio art first. I feel like you would come from a long way and then meet me.
I don't even remember.
You had studio art.
Okay.
And then we went to social studies together.
Okay.
Or world history with Miss Palmateer.
Okay.
She was the best.
Oh, that was second period.
She would bring us like thermoses of coffee and fresh vegetables, and we would go up there and be like, this girl's so weird. That was the sweetest thing ever.
I have maybe one memory from that class. How sad. Like, I just have such a bad memory.
I have so many memories from that
class. Oh, did we have English after that?
No. Oh. We had gym.
Okay.
And then we had English fourth period.
Okay.
And then fifth period, I went to studio art and you went to math with Miss Morgan.
Can you guys believe this? I cannot believe this. She's taking the halls.
And then...
Wait, was that... Hang on. Back to fourth period English. Is that when I had my most embarrassing memory?
Yes.
Maybe we'll save that for the end. You guys have to say it at the end.
It wasn't that embarrassing, though.
Yes, it was. It was literally like a movie.
She, like, fell down in class.
So we're saying it now.
It was a core memory.
It was a core.
A core triggering memory.
Yeah, like a core nightmare.
Yeah. You just tripped over a chair, right, and fell.
Yeah, but the whole class, all the desks were in a circle because it was,
we were
reading
doing
group.
A reading cert. With Oedipus, probably. Romeo and Juliet.
With a teaching assistant. Is that what they're called in high school?
Oh, like the...
Our student teacher?
The student teacher, yeah.
And I don't even know where our teacher... It was just a student teacher. And everyone... And I fell, but it was right before the bell. So, like, you know what time the bell's going to ring. So, I'm, like, getting up, like, trying to bolt out of there. Mm-hmm. But my feet were stuck in the little cage under the desk. Mm-hmm. But all the desks were all tight together. And I fell, and I hit my head on the chalkboard because it was, like, right behind. And it was, like, really embarrassing. And I probably was, like, ah! Or, like, something, like, yelled out at something
and
embarrassing.
And our class was, like, a bunch of characters. Like every single... You know, stereotypical high school group.
Was in there?
Yeah.
And I swear, and I can't remember who it was. Laughing. Maybe her name was Lisa. You know which Lisa. I think she was the one that stood up and, like, pointed at me and started laughing. And I swear, everyone is pointing at me and laughing, including the student teacher. I will never forget.
Yeah.
And I'm like, screw her. She should be helping me out.
Yeah,
seriously.
Seeing
if I'm okay.
Seriously. You didn't pass this test yet, bitch. Stop laughing at me.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, that, anyway, I do remember
that,
that.
Oh, my last one was science,
oh,
huh?
No,
seventh
right.
period, I had science.
I think I had science seventh period, too.
Was six, like, lunch? Where was lunch?
Six was lunch. Yeah, I don't know what we did for lunch.
Yeah, I don't know.
After
don't
round,
remember.
Clearly.
Maybe that was I feel like I had study hall with lunch, so maybe that was my study hall lunch
We did.
Period.
We had study hall together.
Okay.
Remember freshman year, we had it, we were teed up. We literally had
a lot together.
Second, third, fourth, fifth, we did something different. And then sixth, we had study all together in that guy's room who got fired. We can't say his name.
Oh, my gosh. No, yes, we'll literally get fired, you in that, too. Were you like, you were such a rule follower. And to my core, I am not. And you are. That's like a big
It's not that you're not a rule follower. I feel like if there is a rule that you could get around, you find a way to, we'll figure this out. We can work this out.
Or if there's like a rule in place that I don't think is right, that I think is kind of stupid and I question it, I'm like, absolutely not.
She stops at nothing. I commend that about you because I give up way too easily. I'm just like, no, of course, no worries, no issues here.
And I'll find a way.
And then Gretchen's like, no, I'm not backing down. That's why she gets what she wants and that's why she's successful as she is.
Wow, that's really sweet of you. Oh my gosh, a little high school recap.
Yeah, didn't know we were going there, but.
Well, I thought what we were getting at, that so that was like high school, ninth grade. But I thought we were going to do it later, but we might as well do it now. Is how we met in seventh grade. Because you said you met Lucy first.
I met Lucy first. Which I forget what that thing was called. I think it was like advisory.
Oh, okay.
It was like like during the lunch period, the seventh graders like would go and like basically just like play around. Like we would like, play games.
Kind of like recess. Okay.
Yeah, because we were like new to the school and they wanted us to all integrate because it was technically our middle school was six elementary schools coming together. So it was, you know. You just saw a few familiar faces, but most people, like, in your hall were not familiar. So I didn't even know. No, things just come flying back now that we're talking
about it. I'm like, advisory. Wow, that's very deep in my brain.
But it was there.
Okay, so you had advisory with Lucy.
Yes. Okay. So I knew Lucy first.
And this is seventh grade. And I met you on Law Day.
Yes.
That I don't forget.
Yeah, so I knew. And then I knew of you because you were in class. And I remember I thought you were a big bitch. I did.
Oh. Yeah.
It's wow. So funny.
You still think I am so.
No. No, you're a dictator now. You're not a bitch. Wait, we call Gretchen the dictator.
Wait, though. So who's big bitch? Because the other day you were like big bitch dictator.
No, because I feel like Taylor? You like call yourself big bitch sometimes. You're like, okay, I'm big bitch.
I'm like, no, I'm a big bitch. Like, I'll get your face.
Yeah, no, she makes things happen.
Oh, wait, that's really funny. Oh, okay, well, that makes sense because I feel like my first impression of you, my first memory of you is sitting next to you on the school bus going to Law Day, which
is
like the
first
thing we
memory
would do.
Of being like, oh my gosh, we're going to be friends. Like, I didn't, yeah. It was like, you know, you just don't know how things,
but I don't think I knew you before that.
Well.
But also, I'm in my own world.
Well, you knew who I was because we were in the same English class. Like, but we never really got to, like, chat, like, in class or anything. But I knew Lucy from advisory, but, like, we were just kind of, like, school friends. And we didn't, like, hang out outside of school or anything.
What would have happened if we didn't sit on the bus next to each other? Well, we would have met at some point.
There's a word that something's called. It was so cool. I have it in my camera roll somewhere. There's a word, and it's the butterfly effect.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Like, how everything comes together.
Everything, like, you know.
And if, like, I wouldn't have sat next to you.
If you hadn't sat there, we wouldn't be sitting here today.
Whoa,
like,
weird.
It's crazy. But there's a word. I forget what it's called. But it says, basically, like, anything can change by, like, happenstance. And like, weird. I don't know. It's the same thing as, like, butterfly effect, basically.
I was just thinking.
Little tiny moments can define your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we could not be sitting here if we didn't sit then that day. In the shower before recording this, I was thinking about how I was sitting there next to you in my blue Hollister skirt with white polka dots, I think.
Yes.
And, yeah, you gave me very, like, sweet vibes, and I thought you were really pretty, and you had, like, really pretty blonde hair. That's what I remember.
That's so funny. And I felt ugly that day.
Oh, no.
My mom made me wear this weird sweater. Like, but I like my headband. So well. It was like a rose. Remember, it was like a rose headband. It was like a white headband. It had like a big rose on it.
Was it white?
Yeah, I got it at Target.
Like, I would pay money to hear our conversation on that bus. Like, what were we talking about? We were probably
definitely
like,
clothes.
Probably about Hollister. And we were probably like, oh my gosh, like, what is Law Day? Like, what are we getting ourselves
into? Like, why do we do this? Like, we only did this to get a day off from school. That was a cool experience, though.
Yeah, it was cool.
We basically got to go to a court. Like, you applied, quote unquote, to do it. And you would apply for certain positions, like you'd apply to be an attorney or you apply to be a clerk or a juror. And you basically like to see how the whole court proceeding went.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was really cool.
It felt very legit in seventh grade. It was like a big
deal. It did. And like they all had lines and like there was a case. And
wait, where were we? Were we in the jury? What were we doing?
I think you were in the jury. I was at the front. I was like the person who
you were the scribe.
I don't know what
were
I was.
Were you the scribe?
I don't know what I was scribing.
I feel like you were the scribe. Isn't that what it's called?
It's something like that. I was like sitting in the front and I was like up by the
like
by
taking
the
notes or something.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like you were the scribe.
What a freaking show. I was doing nothing up there.
I remember being in the jury and all of us like sat down after and we were like, we're pretty 50-50. Like, we don't know. So we're just gonna like pick. Like, we just like guessed.
Yeah.
We're like, we don't know.
So you were definitely in the jury. Was Lucy too? Yeah, she was.
I don't know. Freaking law day. Okay, moving on from our past. Yeah, that's how we met.
That was just too much. I'm so sorry.
No.
Perfect. No worries. No issues.
We could go into our past all day. Okay, so that's what we're happy about. Did I even say? Oh, yeah, I said the same thing. I'm happy that we made it all work. We're all here together. Good vibes. Great time. Then I always say, I'll have you say, if you have like a favorite quote of all time, you kind of mentioned like a phrase you've screenshotted. Yes. Or like a happy idea, it doesn't have to be a quote, anything like that you want to share.
Yes. Okay. That's a good question. I actually have an answer.
Okay.
So my favorite quote is, what's meant for you will not pass you by.
Aww.
I think like if you're going through hard times, it's a good thing to remember.
Wait, I love that.
Because sometimes you get let down by things and you can let it eat you up inside, but what's actually meant for you will not pass you by because it's truly meant for you.
Oh my gosh, I want to say that to you right now. We'll keep that secret what that's about, but you know what that's about.
Yeah, that's right. That's seriously what keeps me sane, like applying new jobs and things like that.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, so many things are out of your control.
Yes.
So the only thing you can control is your sanity sometimes.
I feel like you and I have that in common where we're kind of like worriers.
Yes.
And it's probably because we both want control over certain situations that we don't have, like a job, like a relationship, like a whatever is going on in the future. And so we both like have anxiety and worry because we're like, we're not in control of the situation.
Yes.
So that quote feels nice to hear.
Yeah. Living in the present is something I'm working on for sure.
Me too.
Like that's what I was just saying to Taylor. I'm like, we just got to stop talking about the next trip because we just got to
be right here,
right now. And we will figure it out in the future, because what's meant for us will not pass us by.
Wait, I like that better, because I always hear, like, what's meant to be will be, everything happens for a reason. But not pass you by just sounds really nice. Like, it won't fly past you. Like, it'll stick. Like, it'll arrive when it's meant to.
Yes.
Everyone listen up.
Listen up.
If you are like us and
worriers. Cell phone's on silent and shut your fucking mouth. What's meant for you will not pass you by, okay?
You know what that's from.
Did you put an E next to the thing now, because we swear?
Yeah, I'll probably put a little E.
Okay.
Just in case.
Oh my god, that's so exciting. I feel like I'm like dropping a mixtape. Like,
it'll have the red E like on iTunes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think it will.
Oh my gosh. Future employers, beware.
You're like, please don't listen, actually.
Seriously.
So shall we talk about our Hawaii trip? Like a little recap.
Yes.
Moment.
Absolutely.
Okay. So.
Do you want me to kick it off?
Yeah, you kick it off. Sure. You have a way better memory than I do.
You've been kicking off so much. So we left last Thursday morning. We stayed over in Boston at a hotel near Gretchen's old address, like where Taylor lives right now with her boyfriend. Yeah. So we stayed there. We all Ubered together to the hotel, to the airport from the hotel.
Yes.
And we got on the flight pretty early Thursday, and we were on the flight for 12 hours. We did a nonstop.
I don't know how we did it. I still don't
Hawaiian.
Know.
I mean, honestly, would recommend.
I would.
If you were thinking about going to Hawaii and you're coming from the East Coast, like, just do the direct, because it's a long day regardless, and it's going to be a long day if you connect. So might as well just be on the flight the entire time.
Yeah, like, it does add time if you connect, because the layover and the landing and the takeoff and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Especially if it's not, like, on the direct flight path. And we definitely shaved off some time in the air, which was nice.
Yeah, it really, like, knock on wood, wasn't too bad of a flight. I'm a really anxious flyer, and it was fine. But also, it's good to be surrounded by people who are good flyers. Like, I can tell Lucy's a good flyer, because every time there was turbulence, I looked at her, and she was straight up vibing, like, blue light glasses on, halfway, head in the book, like...
Yeah, chilling.
Looking at the air.
Meanwhile, I'm waking you up, I'm like, are we okay?
No, you're not bad either, and I was nervous to be next to Taylor. I thought she'd be bad too, but she was crushing games on her iPad, or she was knocked out, you know? So, Gretchen ate an egg salad sandwich on the plane. I'm gonna expose her. A full egg salad sandwich. That's when you know times were tough.
You guys, if you guys know the TikTok trend, then you know where it's usually someone at like an amusement park where you eat just like loads of crap all day.
Oh,
and they
gosh.
Do a TikTok where it's like everything I ate today, and it'll be like a pretzel, a smoothie, a frosty, like all these things at the amusement park.
Yeah.
You know? But I wish we did that so badly on the plane ride.
Let's do it on the way home.
Yeah, I'll probably eat the same amount
of
stuff.
We'll stop at the grocery store today and prep.
I ate so many snacks. Like, I cannot even.
We were like emphasize. Laughing. We were trying not to like laugh, make it seem like we were laughing at you. We were truly laughing with you. But it was
no, it's getting
so
laughed at.
Funny. Like,
I ate every snack we brought. Right when you thought
she was done, she'd rip out the animal crackers.
I made oatmeal, some banana, some almond butter. We did all the things. And then an egg salad sandwich came around at the end, and I was like, send it my way.
Get over here, cutie.
So that was a 12-hour flight. We were a little delusional at the end. I would recommend this one from Boston because you leave at 9:30, and so you're already up anyway. And so it's 12 hours, but it's like the 12 hours during the day, 9:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. East Coast time. You would be awake those hours anyway, so it doesn't feel that bad. Yes. Whereas if it was like a 12-hour like red eye, that might be a little brutal.
Yes.
Her one going back is 9, but it's a red eye, so it might be like a little more difficult.
Yeah, we'll see. We land at 7.
A.M.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So that was the flight.
But it was good. We were just, by the time we had settled into the hotel, like, we were ravenous, and then we were in the middle of, like, hustle and bustle Waikiki, and we ended up getting food way too late, and we were really not doing
well. We were all zombies.
Around 8 p.m., because it was technically, like, 1 a.m. New York time.
Yeah, and we had, like, flown all day, and we got Thai food, which was actually delicious.
It was really good.
Go to Noi, N-O-I, and Waikiki, Thai food, shout out. It's really
good. Pretty good.
So that was, like, day one. Then we were in Waikiki for 2 days at Moana Surf Rider.
Yep.
And we would recommend if you really want, like, city vibes, okay? Because it's, like, in the middle of a hustle and bustle, Waikiki, all the shopping. It's a loud hotel. Like, you will hear street performers outside. You will not sleep very well.
It's, like, low-key gave me, like, college spring break.
Yes.
Like, city hustle bustle vibes. But it was good for us because we were just so excited. So we weren't, like, you know.
And it's good for a day or two.
Yeah, it was perfect for, like, we stayed 2 nights.
Like, see all the things, do the shopping.
Yeah.
And then off to Maui.
Yeah, Friday was an interesting day. Friday was my 25th.
Oh, we were still in Waikiki. Yep.
It was my 25th. Mm-hmm. And we were, like, anxious to get to the beach. We got to the beach. We were chilling. We had pokey. We were taking pics.
Yeah.
Taylor was knocking back some club sodas.
This was the beach at
the resort. We were at the beach and we were out there for like maybe 3 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
And I got, long story short, I got ridiculously sick and
yeah, you did.
Let's just say did not make it to my birthday dinner.
Yeah, none of us did.
But you guys were so good. Like, Taylor blew up balloons for me, and you guys gave me my presents.
Yeah, we still did presents while Hannah was, like, running to the bathroom.
Yeah, and then they started talking about food, and then I threw up again.
Which is a little foreshadow to my moment later on.
Yeah, GLB followed suit a few days later. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Oh, poor, yeah.
So, in Maui.
Yeah, so then we go to Maui Saturday morning, and then we were in Maui Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then flew back to Oahu Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And Maui was so beautiful. Very different vibe than Oahu. Mm-hmm. Very, like, relaxing, beautiful. Just different vibe. I don't know how to describe.
Yeah.
Not as built up as Oahu at all. It's more like farmland looking.
Like, but still really tropical.
Yeah.
More of like that, like, lush, tropical.
Go to, I think I wrote it down, Island Cafe. Is that what it's called?
Island Cafe.
On Maui.
It was next to a yoga studio. It was in Paia.
So good.
Paia?
Or Kihei. Or no.
No, it was the surf town. It's like Paia, which was a cute little town. Okay. I wish we weren't so unwell then, because we could have done some nice shopping.
Yes.
We, like, totally forgot to, like, buy souvenirs for people on this trip. So.
Sorry, friends and fam.
We can order it on Google. We'll give you a nice kiss on the lips when we get home. That's your souvenir, baby.
Seriously. Yeah, so Maui was beautiful. And so Saturday, Sunday, great. We, like, did the beach, did all the things. You guys went hiking on Monday. And I opted out of the hike because I started feeling a little bit unwell.
Yes. And the second she woke up on Sunday.
Monday. And I think I had the same thing as you had.
Yeah.
We're pretty sure it's sunstroke because we were getting a lot of sun exposure.
Yes.
And
she got a lot the day before, and she didn't drink enough water. Because I was still recovering that day before that she got it.
Yeah.
And I was, like, in the shade on the beach, but Gretchen was, like, going
full out in the sun.
Yeah.
And I remember feeling, like, dizzy at the beach. I'm like, oh, this doesn't, like, feel good. But I'm like, I'm okay. And then that night before dinner, I'm like, I feel kind of weird. I'll just, like, take a bunch of ibuprofen.
And she did.
And the next morning, I was like,
come back.
Yeah, I felt fine at dinner. But then Monday morning, I was like, I'm so nauseous. And then I threw up all day, so that was fun.
Yeah. It built character. Yeah. It made us more appreciative of the rest of the time that we didn't feel like crap because that was horrible. I was like, I swear to God, if I have the stomach bug or like the flu on this vacation.
Yeah, if it's like more than a one. Luckily, both of us were like 24 hours.
It was 24 hours, but we were down bad.
Yes.
We were down
bad. Like I was horizontal for 24 hours.
Yeah, she could not even.
I'm like so mad that it ruined like our last day in Maui, but at least it wasn't a travel day or anything like that. Yeah. So
we got her some Ritz crackers by like 9 p.m. and she was good. It was great. Pumped her right up.
Yeah.
So yeah, now we're back in Oahu.
Be careful if you come to Hawaii and you're in the sun.
Yeah.
Like we are both like, well, you're like a legit blondie, like light eyes, like very light skin. I am a fake blondie with brown eyes.
But you're still
fair. We're both fair. Yes. And so we clearly like had a little bit too much sun, and the sun is so strong here.
Yeah, it's not even like we laid out for like a million hours.
And we're good with our sunscreen. Yeah, we're not even burned.
No, we're not. It's just the strength.
Yeah.
Even more, with the dehydration, with the travel. Costa Rica when we were pretty burnt in high school. Like it's strong.
Or we're just like sensitive to it now. I don't know what it is.
It was crazy, but I mean, Oahu is really beautiful, and I think when we come back, like I would definitely come here again, but definitely would spend more time in Maui.
Really?
We definitely like
I know
the resort we stayed at in Maui was obviously
beautiful.
But like the I feel like there was more we could have explored there.
Yeah. You know? But
it was good to split up the two sides of Oahu because this feels completely different than Moana Surfrider did.
Yes.
So we really saw a lot of different elements of Hawaii, which is good.
I know, I kept telling them, if you guys have been here, like, we were very, like, in the downtown city part at first. I'm like, guys, this is nothing like the rest of Oahu. So it's funny that was, like, their first vibe of Oahu. So we did Moana Surfrider, and then in Maui, we stayed at the Andaz,
something like that.
Resort,
yeah.
Which is, like, so beautiful, stunning.
Was it a Marriott?
I highly recommend.
I think so.
I think it's by the Hyatt.
It's so random.
I know. And then we're back at Oahu, still in Honolulu, but like outside of Waikiki at the Kahala, which I've stayed at before and I just love it here. And so I'm so happy we're here, and that's where we're ending our trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we did like 2 days Waikiki, 3 days Maui, and then our last 3 days in Honolulu. These last 3 days have really flown. I was like, wow, we still have so much time here. And suddenly we fly home literally tomorrow. Like, I can't even wrap my head around
it. But I'm already, like, seeing all the places that we can, like, next time come. And like,
I know.
Like, we're going to a really cute hotel that we actually ate at yesterday.
Called Haole.
What?
Oh, well, the restaurant's called Haole.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's Hau Lee.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Howtree.
Oh. Maybe it is Howtree, and I just wrote down Haole. Sorry.
I love it here at Haole.
Or so maybe beautiful. I tried to type in tree and it corrected. I don't know. Sorry. Oh. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. But I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find it.
She'll take pics and post on the gram. But
yeah, you'll see.
Cute little place. Because we went to yoga class.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yoga Room Hawaii.
Yes.
Or Hot Yoga Room Hawaii? Yoga Room.
Lucy's friend Tiana, she met on Instagram.
Yes.
She teaches there with her dad. It was like the craziest like yoga sculpt class.
You have to go.
Heard it was like Core Power. Wouldn't know. Never been to Core Power.
Yeah, it is a lot like Core Power.
But it was insane.
Like, you guys have to go if you come here or if you are blessed enough to live here.
Yes.
It was so good, her class. Tiana, her hot yoga class. We did that yesterday after the Cocoa Head hike, which I would not recommend at all in the middle of the day.
No.
We were so done.
I don't even know if I recommend it anytime.
Seriously, me neither.
Because you're going to be out of commission. Like, this hike is literally just a stairway into hell. It's just like an upward stairway. It's not really, it's a hike, yes, because you're going, and the incline is going up, but it's a staircase for an hour hike, and we did not.
And it's so steep.
And there's like steps, but the steps are kind of like angled, so it's not like you're stepping flat.
It's not good.
It's a lot to unpack.
And we did it at 1 p.m., like prime UV 10, hot sunlight.
Oh,
Hannah and I got halfway up, and I was like, yeah, I'm turning around. Like, I will pass out.
I was like, I think I can make it 3/4 the way up, but I might as well cut my losses right now and just go down.
Yeah, thank goodness she turned around with me. And Lucy and Taylor, when they got down, they were like beet red, dripping in sweat. And they were like, yeah, good thing you guys didn't come. You
and then
have
we
it.
Went to yoga right after.
I don't know.
I was
how
thinking
they
about them.
Moving.
I was so scared they were going to pass out because I almost passed out and we didn't even do the whole hike.
Yeah. After we get our sunstroke, we're like, let's just try this out.
Yeah, right.
That was really smart.
Yeah, we both knew we didn't want to go back to that state, so we were being smart.
Yeah.
This is 25.
Yeah.
Being smart.
25.
Make it smart decisions.
Hannah said the funniest thing. So we finally did her, like, 25th birthday dinner, like, 2 days after what was her actual birthday and since
was,
she was sick.
It was perfect because my best friend from college lives in Maui, so she was actually our tour guide in Maui.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even say that.
So we officially celebrated my birthday in Maui, which was actually really cute.
And something funny happened, like, before the dinner, at the dinner, and you were like, oh, 25 sucks. And it was so funny.
What happened?
I can't remember what it was.
No, I didn't mean it.
No, but it was just, like, funny.
Oh, we couldn't find the lighter for my candles.
Oh, maybe that's it. Oh, wait, last thing. We went on the coolest hike this morning that I, like, have a lot of disclaimers for, but it was really cool.
Yes. So we went to the, is it Makapu?
Yeah.
Makapu Lighthouse.
I might be saying all of these things wrong, but.
Don't, we're not.
We're trying our best.
But honestly, the way that native speakers say things is just the coolest thing ever.
It's fascinating.
I'm trying to, like, you know, get all those accents, like the intonation correct. But yeah. You know, Makapu, that's it. Literally,
it's I think it's Makapu, it's M-A-K-A-P-U with an apostrophe and then another U, so it might be like Makapuu or like two U's, so I don't really know what that sounds like.
Forgive us.
Yeah.
But anyways, forgive me, Lord, I've sinned. We went up there. It was like a 15-minute drive. Luckily, we rented a car for this leg of the trip, which was incredible.
Yeah. Oh, this was the crying day.
Yeah. When we picked up the car and then made it to our hotel, that's where all the tears were shed. But it was just stressful.
There was like a lot of issues, but it all worked out.
I've never rented a car. I'm the one who rented the car. And then I'm like, oh gosh, like here we go. We're going to F this up.
Yeah.
But it's all good. But it gave us a lot of freedom here because we've been able to drive all over Tarnation. But we went to this trail, and it's technically like a... I would say it's like a state park because it's a paved trail up to a lighthouse.
I think it technically is.
It took the Beamer up there, parked her on the side of the road, and it was like 6 a.m. We went super early because we didn't want to be super hot.
Yeah. Thank goodness we went when we did.
Like, you would never know that there was these little cool things.
Tide pools. Yeah. So, and we tried to go yesterday thinking we could just, like, pull the car right on up, hop in these
cute little tide pools, get float around.
And leave. No. And then I'm, like,
it's
looking it up.
Faint of heart.
No. I'm, like, reading articles on Google, and it's like, oh, no. This is, like, a three-hour hike situation just to get to the tide pools. Uh-huh. And they're, like, it's kind of treacherous and dangerous.
And we're like, yeah. Treacherous, dangerous.
No, it was, like, hard getting down there.
Yeah.
So getting back up was easier.
We went, like, halfway up. Technically, you're supposed to go halfway up to the trail to the lighthouse and then break off onto this, like, side path that's not technically, like, the side path. You're not supposed to go on it, but it's just rocks and... You walk a little bit down and then you see off this cliff, you see the tide pools at the bottom, but looking down is so daunting because it's just scary. A straight drop, but we just kind of weaved back and forth down the trail, but
you literally have to scale down a rocky cliff basically to get down there.
Yeah. So, and they say like all these disclaimers, like, do not come if you have children, do not come if you have a walking impairment, do not come if you have balance issues because like literally one wrong turn, you fall off a cliff.
Yes.
To a rocky death.
I know. When we would like lose our footing, I'm like, we're gonna die.
I know. I was like careful to not walk like behind any of you because in case I fell, then you go down and God forbid you're a little bit closer to the cliff and you're gonna go off.
Yeah. Like, going back up was better.
Going back up was less scary. Way better.
Because you can kind of just like climb up. I don't know. But going down, I kept jumping and you're getting so
I was
nervous.
Getting so mad. And I'm like, you know what? She's gonna yell at me if I tell her to stop jumping. So I'm gonna.
I would just jump to a lower level.
I'm like, don't break your ankle. We almost made it to the damn pools.
I know. But it was very magical and special when we were down there.
It was so beautiful. I felt like a mermaid.
Yeah. So if you were like athletic and really adventurous and like rock climbing stuff, by all means, go for it.
Yes.
I would say we are very average athletic, maybe we're in shape. No,
we are above average.
Okay, yeah, but so we could do it.
We're athletic, but it's different to be athletic to do what that is.
Yeah,
that is just like you need to have
a whole other level, like experience.
Oh yeah, you need to have a fiery spirit to do that.
Yeah, like we weren't gonna turn around,
we weren't gonna turn around though because we'd already tried to do this twice. We're like, we're getting this done, we don't have any more days.
So we made the plan this morning.
No, that was so fun and the pictures were super cute.
Yeah, look up. And if you're like really want to do it, if you're here, it's Makapu
Lighthouse. It'll come
like
up.
Type in like how do I directions to get to the tide pools, and I just read this article about it, and it is marked on the way down, which is really helpful. Like there's like white arrows so you can like get to the tide pools, but it's still pretty like dangerous getting down.
Yeah,
like scary. I'm like, good thing we have new ACLs.
Oh, you and Taylor.
This would be very difficult.
You and Taylor do have new ACLs. That's right.
I want them to get to know you more and know a little bit more about you. Where did you go to school? Oh, we kind of said.
I went to University of Vermont. Do you want me to go and, like, just do the whole spiel?
Yeah, major
sure,
the whole thing.
Sure. So I originally wanted to major in, I wanted to be a physical therapist, but I started as an athletic training major, realized not my vibe. After the first class, they showed a bunch of, like, really famous sports injuries.
Oh.
And all the people in the class were, like, you know, attentively looking, and I'm like, I'm gonna barf straight up. I cannot see someone's, like, bone come through their shin.
Twisted arm. Oh, really?
Or people getting knocked out in football, like, unconscious. I'm like, you know what? I don't think this is for me.
Yeah, that's scary.
I went and talked to my counselor, and she's like, well, you know, AT doesn't even really lead to PT, so you weren't even on the right track anyways. You should have applied to exercise and movement science. She's like, you got to start over. You got to either be undecided. And I'm like, no, I want to definitely do something in health sciences. So I ended up settling on communication sciences, so basically speech therapy, audiology. You do that undergrad, and then at that point you would go to grad school and specialize in either and become an audiologist or a speech therapist. And it was really cool. I learned a lot. Because I got to do some sciences, I got to do a lot of, like, social sciences. My minor was in human development, so I got to see a lot of, like, I got a little bit more on the psychology side of things. So I feel like I got, like, a really well-rounded college experience. I was in a sorority, like GLB was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really good, fun college experience. Would recommend UVM.
Yeah. Well, I didn't go there, but I would recommend two just because it was fun whenever I visited.
It was fun. It's not a party school. It's definitely not a party school, but we still had a good time.
It was so fun.
Just a lot to do in Burlington. Like, if you're...
And, like, pretty and just good vibes.
There's a little bit of everything. Like, you can... Obviously, there's tons of mountains around, but there's, like, really good shopping, really good food.
Such good food.
Really good food.
I swear Burlington has the best food.
They have good,
like,
food.
Like, everywhere we would go is so good.
UVM is a really beautiful campus. Good vibes. Good vibes. Would recommend. If anybody's on the fence... And, yeah, then I started working at Orange Theory when I was in college at the end of the summer before my senior year. I thought it was just going to be a summer job. I like, worked the front desk and ended up working throughout all of senior year because I loved it so much. And when I actually graduated from school, I didn't go back to grad school immediately, and that was my plan. I didn't do it. And then, obviously, COVID hit. I stayed with Orange Theory. I worked there in New York for a few more years. And then recently I started working at a hospital. I work in a doctor's office, so kind of did a little change up, but I definitely I love fitness. It's my passion, my passion, but I really like healthcare. That's what I like to work in. So I'm going down that road, hopefully going into med device sales soon. That's what my plan is. Don't tell, but, yeah, super excited. And I don't want to say I'd go back and change things because I wouldn't. I loved what I studied.
Yeah.
And I feel like you would say the same thing as well. I mean, everything you learned was very applicable to your business now.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say to my mom, like, oh my God, like, I wasted your money by going to college. I'm not doing what I went to school for. But it's like, you know,
no,
college isn't about, obviously, get good grades. Like, I wish I'd studied harder because then I would have a lot more freedom, I feel like, to do what I wanted. I feel like
I get for grad school purposes, you
mean? For grad school purposes, yes. But I don't even want to go back to grad school.
Yeah.
But I do wish I studied harder just in general, just to say that I had, like, I could have had a 4.0. Like, that would have looked really good. Not like I think employers really care what your GPA was. It's more how you interview and stuff. But I do wish I tried harder. You change the person in college. Like, you go through, you shed so many layers. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't say to people that you have some sort of college experience. That means, like, going to community college, like, just being in that environment, you are around so many different types of people, and it really helps you figure out who you are.
Yes.
Because it's way more than high school ever could. And being, like, living on your own and not having a lifeline, like, to your parents all the time really forces you to grow up in a good way.
Yeah.
You know? I feel
so
like
true.
You relate. I mean, you went through every year was like a completely different Gretchen.
Yeah, seriously. I live so many different lives.
You should not seen your sophomore year. Ooh, baby.
I feel like we all just grew up so much in college.
Yeah,
that's so true. Like, your parents aren't there to cook you dinner, so if it's SpaghettiOs every night, it's SpaghettiOs every
night. And then you deal with repercussions when you pass out because all you've been eating is SpaghettiOs and Blue Jell-O.
Yeah. Those are Hannah's favorite foods, by the way.
Yeah. At the end of the day, SpaghettiOs and Blue Jell-O are an OG. That's why I obviously have I don't necessarily think you need to go to college.
I agree.
Point blank.
That.
I don't think you need to, especially in this day and age, but.
You know, look at so many people who didn't go to college and are very successful.
Yes. But have some sort of experience like that. If you take a gap year, if you go travel, like that would be amazing. Like just put yourself in an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time you'll really find your true self.
And we'll grow so much.
Yeah. Like I think we went through some really hard years in college.
Yeah.
Like you absolutely did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all did. And
I know. Think about 18 going in versus 22 when you leave.
Oh, you're my You're like, gosh.
I don't even know who that girl was.
Don't know who she
from
was.
From, like, 2015. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, very weird.
Yeah. I think you accomplish way more than, like, you think you're going. You're like, I'm going to go in. I'm going to get, like, a hot boyfriend and, like, get straight A's and, like.
Yeah.
That's not the good things you pull from college.
Okay, let's go back to the workouts because I wanted to ask you about your workouts because you are so passionate about your workouts. Okay. And I wanted to hear about, like, your mindset, how you found workouts that you enjoy doing in ways that, like, your body feels best with what type of workouts.
Yeah.
And, like Loving Orange Theory and yes. starting all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just tell us your mindset about workouts.
Well, I feel like we went to college. You were on a really aggressive workout regime
moment in the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning, going D1, like literally all three of my best friends went to a D1 school, like for rowing, and I'm like, haha, catch me at the school gym, like, and that's what I did. And I was like, I'm not gonna gain the freshman 15 like everybody says, and it didn't matter. But we just loved working out. I feel like even mm-hmm. when we were young, we just like that enjoyed doing that, going to hot yoga and things like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't think I had like a solid like workout routine until probably the end of college when I actually started going to Orange Theory, because I never really super dabbled in like the class, like the group fitness settings. Mm-hmm. I did like body pump at UVM. Like, did you know what body pump is?
No.
Have you ever? It's just like a program they do at certain gyms, and it's like these body, like these weighted classes, and like they have routines basically to every song. Whoa. So certain songs in my mind now are like body pump songs.
Whoa, I've never heard of this.
You would actually really like it.
Wait, that'd be fun.
It's all lift. It's all basically all lifting, but like you do like tricep dips, you do like deadlifts with a bar.
Okay, fine.
But like not tons of weight, but it was super fun. But it was just like included in like our gym thing there. Okay. So Becca and I used to go all the time, but. So I liked that, but then when I started working at Orange Theory, I was kind of open up to the world of, like, group fitness, and that was, like, a whole new world for mm-hmm. me, because it was just so fun. It gave me the same kind of vibe as, like, being on a sports team, mm-hmm. which we loved, being on a team. There's such a wide range of fitness levels that are in a group class, no matter where you go, if it's Orange Theory, Pure Bar, you know, XYZ, Soul Cycle, anything like that. So started doing that. I was, like, mostly spinning and doing OTF during college. And then when I went home, I was doing a lot of Orange Theory, obviously, because I was working there. And I love the Orange Theory workout. Obviously Gretchen does too. I got her, mm-hmm. I got her on a few months ago, and now she's hooked. But, I definitely now know the benefit of lower impact workouts for myself personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a change in my body, like in terms of feeling better than doing more like mixing in low impact workouts. Like I will never do an Orange Theory class 2 days in a row. And if I do, mm-hmm. if I get roped into it by chance by my boyfriend or something, I will walk one day, because it's just, it's too much on your body.
It.
We're mm-hmm. too young to ruin our bodies right now. And I feel like it's just, it's smart for me to do like 2 to 3 a week, but always like soften it with like a bar class mm-hmm. or hot yoga or spin or something.
You're
like
good
that.
With the balance. Well, and you're good at being consistent. Like I feel like you're very disciplined.
If you like work out intensely every day, you run yourself into the ground, and your body doesn't yes. even, you're not even doing anything for your body. You're just hurting yourself at yeah. the end of the day. So what are you trying, like, what are you trying to do?
It's not really accomplishing anything.
And also I feel like a lot of now working out, it's more of a mental thing for me now. Because yes. I get, and it's annoying though. It is annoying because some days I'm like, oh, I didn't work out today. Like I'm going stir crazy. But yeah. obviously it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're just kind of like, I want to move. Like I feel like a slug. But in reality, it's, you shouldn't. It's just like, it is a drug. Like there have definitely been times where I feel like I've been addicted to working out.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever felt that way?
Yeah, because you feel so good after.
Yes, it's like a drug.
I relate to that. Like, it's so in my head. And I'll be like, oh, I didn't move today. But it's like, it's fine. This is your off day. Like, rest. Like, relax. You're fine. Mm-hmm. But you are, like, addicted to how good it feels after.
Yes.
And I feel like we're both not really on a journey of, like, I'm trying to look like this or get more tone no. or have abs or lose weight or anything like that. I'm just, like, I literally just move to feel good and because I know it's good for me and I want to live a long, healthy, happy life type thing. Yeah.
Try out weight, like, tons of different classes. If you have access to, like, ClassPass or something, like, in the city, you can do a bunch of different workout studios, try to find what like works best for your body. And it's definitely a guess and check, like what makes you feel good and whatever. Mm-hmm. But wait, speaking of that, cycle syncing. Like, your body goes through so many different, like, cycles during your, like, 30 a day, whatever.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this earlier. We're not scientists by any means, but, like, there are different phases your body goes through in 1 month. Mm-hmm. And
I know, we're all, like, girls out there listening. Yeah. So they know what we're talking about.
If anybody's heard of, like, cycle syncing or anything, that's what it's called, I'm pretty sure.
That's the one. Oh, I forget the book. Oh, Woman Code is the book that I heard of. We need to read these books.
Yeah, we need to. But it's, like, basically saying, like, your body's meant for certain activities at a certain part of your cycle. So maybe sometimes if you feel like you're dragging, you're like, oh, God, I have to go here and do this hard workout. Maybe you shouldn't be doing that at that point in your cycle, because maybe next week that you'll be feeling good enough to do that. So I feel like it's just really about, like, trying to find what works for you. And some people can do high intensity workouts 5 days a week, and good for them, like, they have the energy to do that. But don't get down on yourself if you aren't, like, not feeling 100% every single day, because, like, your body's obviously telling you something. Stop ignoring it.
I know you're good at listening to your body. If anyone has read those books or knows what we're talking about, how, like, based on your cycle, like, different weeks in the month you should be eating a certain way or working out a certain way, just to, like, go along with your hormones and, like, all the changes happening in your body. If you've, like, read about that, DM me, because we are, like, so fascinated about it. We need to, like, get it on Audible for the plane home.
No,
or something.
Seriously, I think it's so cool, because people just, we don't know, there's so many things we don't know about our own bodies. It's, like, insane.
I am not in touch with myself.
And you need I feel like there's so many things out there to, like, sift through. And, you know, you have to find out what's palatable and applicable to yourself. There's so many things that you can get so nitty gritty about. But if there's something that, like, works for you, like, run with it. Like, use it to your advantage, girl. You know?
In regards to, like, listening to your body, do you feel like you're super disciplined and you're like, I signed up for this Orange Theory class this day, I'm going, or this yoga, like, no matter how I feel? Or are you more like, okay, I'm not feeling it today, I'm not going
to
go?
I don't want to, like, use it as punishment.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I'm saying, like, I need to go, I mean, sometimes you have to plan ahead. You know, those wait lists get lengthy. But, like, you know, right now I'll sign up for Sunday, because I'm like, I'm going to go with Mike on Sunday. But I feel like I don't want to say to myself, like, I need to go at 5 o'clock tomorrow because I didn't work out today or something. I never want to make workouts a punishment, because I never want to take the fun out of it.
Yeah, that's such a good mindset.
So I try to find ways to, like, always last minute, there's always, like, at my studio at least, or if I go to yoga or Pilates, like, there's always a spot, like, so I just kind of see how the day, I'm gonna say, you know, I want to work out tonight, I don't know what it's gonna be.
If it happens, great.
Yes, exactly, because I don't want to be, like, held accountable and then become resentful, like, if I don't make it somewhere.
Wait, I like
know.
That. Like, you can be more present and just be in the moment and be like, if I'm feeling it, I'll go. If I'm not.
And some days you're like, oh, I'm not going to do anything today. And then you have a bad day at work. You're like, I need to just get some energy out, blow off some steam.
Yeah.
You know, I like my 7:30 p.m. classes because I'm crazy.
You do.
Yeah. She's a morning workout girl, and I am. I'm a late night. I'm not as late as Lucy.
Oh, my gosh, not as late as Lucy. I feel like I just, like, don't have the energy later on. But if I'm signed up for a class, like, I will do it later on. But then I'm just, like, halfway asleep on the treadmill.
Right. Right. You gotta find what works for you.
Interesting.
That's the truth.
Okay, you mentioned your boyfriend. Do you want to tell us a little bit about... You don't have to, like, go into crazy detail, but you can tell us a little about Mike, or, like, how you met, or
so,
if you want to.
My boyfriend's name Mike. We met right before COVID, like, February of 2020. I worked at Orange Theory, at my old Orange Theory studio, and he was actually a member, and he slid in my DMs. When it goes down in the DMs, baby. And we just, like, met. I mean, I obviously knew of him before then. Like, he'd been a member for a few months. I always thought he was cute. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's tons of, like, guys that come in. I'm just, you know, so used to just, like, everybody in and out. But he, like, showed interest. So I got to know him. And he was, at first, I was like, I don't know if I like him. And now, like, we go together really well.
Yeah,
we're definitely
you do.
A good match. So we, like, bring out each other's, like, good sides. So,
And funny sides. You guys are, like, fun and silly and goofy, and I love it.
So funny. But he's a lot older than me. He's actually 10 years older than me, but it works out super well because I feel like
he's 10 years older than me. I was like, no, he's not.
No, it's crazy. Actually, 11 if you
That does
think
not
about
seem
it.
Like that at all. You guys, Mike seems like 2 or 3 years older than us. Maybe.
Just because he looks a little bit older. Not even because he, like, acts. Like, he's just...
No, he
just,
acts like our... He looks super young
at heart. And he's, you know, he lives on his own. Like, he's... So he doesn't... It's funny because all of his friends have kids and, like, are living... Like, kids that are, like, literally 5 years old.
Okay, speaking of, I wrote in here, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my god, you'll be 30. I was gonna say you'll be 29, but you will be 30 because you just turned 25.
Oh my god, my stomach just turned.
Literally. You are like sunstroke in the middle between 20 and 30.
That's horrifying. No, it's not. It's not. It's
Got like a butterfly in my stomach because I'm about to be 25 too.
I don't know.
30?
I mean, I hope, hopefully married.
Yeah.
Hopefully married. I don't know if I have, I mean, maybe baby. Gretchen and I are going to be pregnant at the same time.
We're
gonna
plan it.
Maybe like one kid. I couldn't see myself having more than one.
Maybe you'll be med device sales.
Maybe.
Maybe you'll be onto the next career path.
Maybe. Who knows? If I'm anything, I'm a workaholic. Like,
you are.
I have one job right now, and that's the first time I've had one job in a while. I just like to work a lot. I just like to do it. But it's not, like, you don't need to have a million jobs, especially when I don't need to.
That's really good you mentioned that, because you guys don't know Hannah, if you don't know that aspect of her, that she would work like 4 jobs at a time if she could.
But I have no reason to. It's just simply because I like enjoy working.
And I feel like what I was thinking when you were talking about the group fitness is that is the best part about it too. Like, in my mind, is just like the social community aspect.
Yes.
And I feel like you love that about working too, because you have that at the different jobs.
Right.
Like, when you worked at Lulu, it was like for fun.
Yeah. I know, I did it
and for fun. Orange Theory. And like, it was just like fun.
And it's funny because my 2 jobs that I was working at the hospital with everybody being older than me, and then working at Lulu. I worked at Lululemon. I recently stopped working there a few weeks ago, but I, you know, may go back in the future. But it was all younger kids. Mm-hmm. So it was really good to get like both sides, like my fun side and then like my more professional side in both places. But that's why I kind of like the multiple streams of income side of like your job, because it's cool because you can kind of wear different hats. Even though at the end of the day you're doing the same thing, but like you can do your own podcasting.
Diversify.
You can do your videos, you can do your Instagram. Like, it's just nice to have that kind of security, I feel like.
I used to feel like I would look at you and be like, how do you do it? Like, you literally work so much. But now in my mind, I see it in a new way where you, like, can have your day job. But then if you go work at Lulu, like, in the evening, that's, like, your social hour and, like, fun. Well, and, like, you get to make money, too. But then you go home and you're like, I worked, I had my social girl time, I'm going to have my dinner and go to bed, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard balance, especially because... You know, I'm living at where I grew up. Like, I'm living at home. So all I ever knew at home was having my girls at home, like having you, Taylor and Lucy, like just being so close by, not having any responsibilities. But now I have responsibilities. So when I go home, my friends aren't home too. So it's like, it's not that I don't want to go home. I love living at home. I probably won't be living at home for much longer, but it's just weird because of your whole life. You just know one side, and everybody, I've seen TikToks, people being like, my home isn't my home. It's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
Like, my friends aren't here. Like, it's not the same as it used to be. But so I just had to do that. And if you're like, if you're living at home right now, like, just, like, find a really social job and just, like, to try to integrate out of college. I think that's super important because you go from so much interaction to the point where you're just like, oh, my God. Sometimes you just want to, like, crawl in bed and just not go out and, like, you know, then to nothing.
And if you feel, like, isolated at work and you're like, okay, where are my friends and my social life?
Yes.
Like, it's so sad after post-grad, after graduation.
Yeah. And then it's, like, so shocking when you come home or, like, when you move to a new place, like, on your own without your college friends or your high school friends. So I just had to, like, just force myself out of my comfort zone and just kind of push the envelope.
You're so good at that, being so independent while, like, being at home. Because I feel like you could just be, like, if I was back home, I sleep till noon. I'm, like, in my very comfortable ways.
Oh, yeah.
Like, back in my mom's house, you know?
No.
But you are so good at, like, you're just, like, a disciplined person, I feel like is the word.
Yeah. Just trying to take advantage of not paying rent, you know? I think you're disciplined, too. You just do it in a different way.
Yeah.
In my mind, you get things done. I think you need to start, like, focusing time to, like, really just take a break. Yeah. You know? Just block off, like, maybe just taking some time off for yourself.
Oh, that's really sweet.
You know, because I feel like you always work, but like
your
job is your life.
Yeah,
not in a bad way. Some people's work becomes their life, but like obviously you have a fun job.
Yeah,
but you should take some time to just like have some days to yourself. Like
when you said that, I was like, I wonder what that would be like. I'm like, what do you mean?
Like, just like.
Sounds scary.
Like logging off, like saying like you're not gonna respond to your emails.
Or I know, or like off social media for the weekend.
And your manager is like shaking their fist at me, like don't tell her to log off.
I know,
but
interesting.
You know,
I know
that's because really you can't funny. Really take a break, quote unquote.
Yeah, not really. I know, without everyone being like, are you alive?
And we like joke about because you have so much flexibility. Because whenever we like plan things, Gretchen's like, I'm free.
Yeah,
because she has like, flexibility in her schedule. She's always working. Like she always has like, hey, she brought her damn freaking podcast mic to
Hawaii. Here we are.
Like
I know,
my girl hustles. What a girl boss.
I know.
Okay,
that's so true.
Okay, boss babe.
I know. And meanwhile, I'm like, I do nothing.
No, you don't. That's not true. It just
wasn't. I'm like, I'm doing my Instagram stories. Get out.
your work is not structured the same way. You know.
Yeah, I just kind of fit it in wherever it fits. I thought we could end with some funniest memories together. We said one of my most embarrassing moments. What other funny memories do we have together? Oh, well, I'm just thinking about, we talked about our Costa Rica trip in high school, and I feel like that was like an emotional roller coaster for us because it was like traveling together high school, like traveling together with your bestie in high school is like the best dream come true.
So fun.
Like so fun, but I feel like there were like so many highs and lows. Like we loved being there, but then like one kid on the trip kind of honestly bullied us, so that was sad. And we were like obsessed
and he kind of like turned the whole group against us.
Yeah. So that was like kind of sad. And then we were like obviously obsessed and infatuated with like the first loves in our lives that we were away from, so we would like both cry about them.
Yeah.
How naive.
We
knew nothing.
People who did not deserve our tears. Let's put it that way.
I know.
We're out here in like the beautiful rainforest of Costa Rica. We're like, I just wish I could be in the warm embrace of that 160-pound man.
Of that loser.
So stupid. But hey, you gotta shed.
But there is no love like the first love of like a 16-year-old. Like, it was so pure. Like, you're just like, I'm so obsessed with him. And then you grow up and you're like, wow, that was so sad.
Oh, I'm so sad. I'm so happy. I'm so sad.
So that was Costa Rica. There was like good memes. I was getting so burnt. We were literally purple. Eating fries at McDonald's. I'm trying to think what else we did. I have a bad memory. You have a way better memory than me.
No, I mean, Costa Rica was good memories. In terms of funny memories, I feel like nothing's like appropriate to say on the podcast. Like the best memories.
Oh, I'm thinking of one. This is like PG-13/rated R. But
Wait, were you going to say...
No! Oh my, Hannah, that is X. No, but what I was going to say is kind of similar. It was after a night out and Hannah was visiting BU. And like I may or may not have clothes on, but it's fine. I'm just with my bestie girl.
Bestie girls.
Oh, I really wanted Domino's and I probably had one too many cocktails, you know?
Yeah.
And I like how I'm saying this so like chill. No, I was like drunk and naked.
We're laying in bed and she's like, Domino's.
There's a video of me and I'm saying Domino's so funny. I'm like, Domino's.
We need Domino's. Like, as if her whispering it like was just going to bring them to Domino's.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we just have like, funny memories like that.
It just sounds so stupid. They're just like the best.
I know. Oh, that's another thing. You guys need to just get the vibe. Like, we have a really, like, dumb sense of humor. Like if something really stupid funny, like little kid funny happens, like just like really dumb, like immature type of humor.
We have a really dumb sense of humor.
Like Hannah and Lucy and I will be like dying laughing and Taylor is probably rolling her eyes. Yeah. And I think it's we're all Pisces. I wanted to mention earlier. Yes. I found out right before coming here that Hannah's a Pisces and I just don't.
Which I don't understand how you're just figuring
it
out.
It's still messing with me.
We're 2 weeks apart. Our birthdays are 2 weeks apart.
Yeah, but
I'm February 25th. They're March 11th, which is dead 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I was for certain that the Aquarius Pisces cutoff was between our two birthdays. And I was so certain that you were an Aquarius, like, my whole life.
No.
And so when I looked up Pisces season before coming here, because I wanted that as my Instagram caption.
Not mad.
Not me exposing myself. And it said that it started, like, February 20th or whatever, before your birthday. Yes. I was like... No, like Hannah is an Aquarius, and I was texting you like, since when
and
are
Lucy's
you Pisces?
Like, no, bitch.
Like she's always Pisces, but it seems weird to me that Hannah, Lucy, and I are all Pisces because we're all like different, but we all have like stupid similarities, like our dumb sense of humor,
our sense of humor, and our emotions. I feel like are similar, like the way like our minds were.
Yes,
like we're very emotional.
We are
and introspective.
Yeah,
I feel like we really can
we're
get
like
a
deep
good
thinkers.
We can get a really good read on people. Like I feel like.
I don't know if I'm good at that. I feel like you and Lucy are.
You are definitely good at that.
Oh, you think?
You can
see. Like, people's, like, intentions.
Can you see through people's... You definitely have.
Maybe sometimes I can't. No, yeah. But I would say I'm, like, observant.
You're really good at, like, you see someone's true colors, but you're really civil with them. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's, like, just your professionalism, I think. But, like, if you... Yeah. Dislike the way people do business or the way they treat people.
I'm like, okay, great.
You're like, okay, perfect. But like, she's not gonna be. Not gonna be fake.
Yeah, not
you're not
fake
gonna
way.
Be fake, but you're not gonna be. Like,
I'm not gonna sugarcoat
asking
it.
You out to lunch. Like, yeah. It's just like we'll be is civil and do what we need to do. But at the end of the day, like, we don't true. Have the same morals.
And I feel like Lucy's always helped me. Like, if I'm ever like, oh, I don't know about this, she like. Puts it in clear daylight for me. And yeah. She's like, no, this person bad, this person good. You know? And yes. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need that out, that like trusted outside source to be like, you know, sometimes you don't see it in the moment, but I think the cream always rises.
The cream always rises, baby. I've never heard of that phrase.
I don't know where I heard that.
Hey, what does that mean?
I don't know. Like, the truth always comes to the surface.
Yeah, it really does. You know? Oh my God, in 2022, don't try to get away with anything. Social media, like, you will be exposed.
Exactly. And or if you're going through a tough time with, like, friends or coworkers or something, and you're like, what am I seeing that no one else is seeing? The truth always comes out.
Yeah, it really does.
If someone's doing shady stuff or they're being a shady person.
Like, other people will get the vibe.
People will get it. Just, you're lucky that you caught on quicker. Like, just run with that.
That is so true.
You know? Trust your intuition.
This podcast has taken so many turns.
Yeah, I know. Thank God we didn't drink before this. Can you imagine?
Now it's like, our horoscope is probably like, Pisces, you are feeling very introspective today.
Very dysregulated. Should I see what ours says?
Yeah, let's read our horoscope to end it off. It'll be great.
What do you read it on?
Oh, I don't know. I think you can just Google, like, Pisces horoscope today, and it will tell us.
Okay, turning my phone off airplane mode. I was strictly forbidden from playing with my phone during this.
Big bitch, didn't let her.
Big bitch dictator.
Didn't let her have her phone.
Okay.
I feel like they're all so vague, you could apply it to yourself, but I also really believe in the horoscopes. Like, when I found out you were Pisces, I was like, okay, my whole life is a lie. Or when someone's Gemini, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Or, like, Aquarius men, like, that kind of thing.
Here we go. Pisces horoscope today, March 3rd.
Okay, here we go.
Your health has been glowing over the past few weeks.
No. That's so wrong.
You should have been asking us that when it was coming out both ends. But today you're feeling a little under the weather. You're likely to feel a little under the weather. This is probably due to nothing more exotic than stress.
Horoscope, I think you're a little couple days off.
Okay, girl. You've been working hard and concentrating on little else, so your body is now rebelling. You need some rest. Take time off and relax a little, and don't feel guilty about it.
We're on vacation!
Twist my arm, horoscope.com.
So we need to stay in Hawaii longer, is what it's saying.
Okay, I'll cancel my flight. Even it's like the president needs alone time occasionally. What about the dictator?
It's like you've been working so hard. We're like, have we?
We've been in Hawaii. So hard.
It's like you're sick. I'm like, I think this is a couple days off.
See, that's fake news.
That is fake news. I hate when it doesn't like work out to like how it should be. But sometimes they're so spot on, and you can just like run with it. And it feels really great.
Take that with a grain of salt, folks.
Yeah.
Grain of salt.
Do any of you Pisces out there relate, maybe? Maybe some of them relate, and they're like, oh, this isn't your message or your journey. It's my journey.
Yeah, you have to take what you will.
That's really funny. I thought it was going to be, like, so specific to us.
I know, it's
us.
Like, you guys are feeling super talkative and a little bit dysregulated.
And we're like, this isn't it.
No, that ain't it. Whatever, it's fine. That's I still really believe funny. In it.
You know what? I didn't even tell you. The note at the top says, chit-chat, little bit of everything, Hawaii recap. Perfect. That's exactly what it was.
I hope some people took something from this.
Yeah.
We had some insight.
You have really good advice.
Thank you.
I need to get you back on for a part two for, like, advice. Like, I have in here, which we already are, like, an hour and 15. So we do need a part two with you because you're really good. You need to have a podcast of your own. Like, you are just, you're so good at talking on the spot. You're funny.
Maybe it's because I'm interviewing right now. I'm used to that rapid fire.
Yeah. Like, I was going to ask you about, like, advice for them if they're in high school, advice for college, stuff like that. But you kind of touched on, like, college. And
I would love to talk about that. I feel like because we were able to experience it together. So I feel like we'd be, you know.
Yeah, we can play off each other.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I just know I'm going to get so many DMs that are going to be like, I love her. Bring her back. This was so good.
I love you guys.
You might be my favorite guest yet.
There's so many, like, GLB fans I want to shout out. Like,
wait, really?
Yeah, remember those, like, cutie girls we met at the Bruins game? There was, I mean, I literally love all of Gretchen's fans. Like, whenever they meet her, they're just like, you guys are the best, like, ever. And I doubt everybody has fans like you do. But remember who... Those two cutie girls. You know what?
Yes.
I'm looking them up. That I loved.
Yes.
We met one at Harps, and then the other one we met at the actual...
Yeah.
At TD. Catherine. Catherine, we met at the bar. Catherine B. Not going to give you her last name, but she goes to Villanova. Shout out. You're so cute. I follow her on Instagram.
Aww.
And then Becca.
Becca.
Loved
Becca.
Becca.
She was such a sweetheart.
So sweet.
Makes
my really,
heart so
really
full.
Good vibes from her.
I know. I love when people meet me and they share, like...
Becca from TD Garden. You know who you are,
Becca,
by the bar.
We love you. I feel like, obviously, some people don't feel comfortable jumping in, being like, you've helped me in these profound ways. But some girls do.
Yes.
And they'll be like, no, you've helped me through, like, the hardest time of my life. Stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, don't make me cry my mascara on my face.
I know. We're like, girl, we just got our makeup on. Let's not make it come off, girl.
But, no, yeah. Yeah, I do have the best girlies, huh?
You do. Yeah, you should, like, them. Have, like, a name for them.
We need a meetup. I know.
Little shotties.
Like, Danielle has the Dan fam. Like, I wish I had something like that. Yeah. Everyone just has, like, my subscriber. Like, GL Beers.
There's you one girl. I think she lives in Ireland. Her name's Sophie. I forget her last name. She's so cute. You'd recognize her if I showed you her on TikTok.
Okay.
She calls her fans, like, girly willy chicken swirlies. She's like, hi, girly willy chicken swirlies.
Oh, my God.
So
That's
cute.
A long name.
It is. But That's she's fun. Like, she's so high energy and fun.
Okay, we have to think of a good name for my people.
All right.
Perfect. It's only like 10 years into my social media
Might
career.
As well. Never too late.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go.
We're going to go.
We'll let
I'm
you
so
guys go.
Sorry.
Sorry for keeping you this long.
Oh, my God. Hopefully you're not sitting in your car right now. Like, listening to us ramble.
This would be good for, like, a long car ride, though.
It would.
Yeah.
It would be.
I hope you are listening to this on a long car ride. Hopefully this isn't, like, keeping you away from your fun plans. Actually, no. Cancel your plans. Listen to this episode.
Cancel your plans. Focus on you, girl.
Focus on us. Listen to us.
Love me. Choose me.
Okay. Love you guys.
All right. Over and out. Bye, friends.
Bye.